we're going to start. Kent is going to be, our remote's not working, or am I going to do it?
You can do it.
Okay. We're trying new technology. Kent has loaded some kind of a remote onto his iPhone. This is the second time in my life I've held an iPhone, so we'll try. So I need to begin by making a little confession to you. As a parent, one of my goals is to make my children, I told them that I was coming to Red Deer to give a presentation. So thank you, Justine, for making my children happy. This is part of my message, too, is that you don't have to be an expert in technology to use technology. I don't know how a plane stays in the air, but I fly. Right? So it's kind of the same thing. I took a class at the university. Some of you who were here last time heard Amy Meckel learning the language. I'm not great at technology, but I'm not afraid to use it. That is what I learned from Amy. There's three of us. We're going to talk fast. So I have, and at the end of all of our presentations, if you have questions, we're happy to answer any questions that we can. Okay? And I'm not, yay? Thank you, Kent. Kent, I apologize for not having faith in you. So I'm talking about using technology. And those of you who were here last time heard Sherry's excellent presentation and maybe looked at her wiki. So I'm going to go really fast through this part of my presentation so that I can spend more time showing you how I use wikis in class, and then we're going to set up our own wiki in the last like 5 minutes of it. Okay? So wiki, quick. They're dead easy. What is a wiki? Everybody knows because you all know Wikipedia, so you all know what wikis are. I'm sorry, am I in your way?
No, not at all.
Wiki is really technically a collection of web pages, but I think of it as just a super easy to make wiki. If you can type your name, you can make a wiki. How easy is it to make a wiki? Kent, I'm having fun. If I can do it, that's my answer. If I can make a wiki, you can make it. Don't need any esoteric computer knowledge at all to make a wiki. I use wikispaces.com. It has my favorite button, the undo button. Right? Before, when I was afraid of computers, I would not want to touch anything in case I blew up or something. So I would run and my teenagers would come and fix things for me. But then Vancouver and abandoned me, right? So I had to learn. Whatever you do, you can undo. So you do something and it doesn't work, you just get rid of it. Wikispaces, and I'm not shilling for them, but I like wikis. What you see is what you get. So if I type something and make it bold, when I save it, it's bold. Right? So it's very... You can use Wikitext, which is a simplified HTML hypertext. All you really need is a username, a password, and a valid email address. So it's very... Our members and contribute... It's less successful with language learners, right? I really just use it as a way. Why do I use wikis? They're super easy.
Okay.
I'm not pressing hard enough. They're easy for students to navigate. They're easy to set up, easy for students to get to. Because I use mine, it's just all students need is the URL. No password, nothing. They can be left up after the class ends. I'm going to show you one wiki for my class now, and then I have a big, giant wiki, all the content so that they have that wiki. Are you helping me, Ken?
No,
so I
I'm
think
not.
I'm powerful,
I'm not,
but I'm not. You can choose what you put on your wiki, which I really like too. Faces now, in the last recent few months, has offered free higher education wikis. I used to pay $5 a month for my wikis. Wiki, you can post links that you've used in class for students to review, optional lab, ongoing assignments, create a resource as I've got learning with the CLB and essential skills outcomes. I do this part, right? So this is the wiki that I use for my class now, Link 5, Spring 2011. So this is what it looks like. My name's up there. All my wikis are there, so we can just navigate between my wikis. I have a home page first. So on my home page, I have an introduction. I tell a little bit about what wikis are and how we can use the wikis. You can put links in. So here, if you click here, we go to my computer lab page. And you can also, we're going to come back there, you can go back home again on the navigation bar there on the left. Teaching a class, I start with a very simple wiki. This is about 8 or 9 or 10 pages because we're 5 weeks into term, so I'm adding material all the time. Home page and a computer lab page. Because I want the wiki to go with the class so that they don't feel overwhelmed. So home page, we can look at grammar, and then we'll end up at computer skill. I put grammar information with links to good websites. There are websites out there. How do you know which ones are good? When I find it, I have a number of sets if they have specific number of sites that I've linked to. If questions. Someone asked about adjective clauses. I put it on. I notice my students are having problems with subject-verb agreement. I find some links for them. So they have, on my homework page, I have ongoing homework first, and I've also, if you click on the homework link, it goes down to current assignments. Homework, because my students don't do it anyway, so why tear my hair out, right? So I give them their homework here. I tend to be kind of laid back as a teacher. So I've posted a presentation. You can link to Word documents. So this is their assignment for their presentation that Word document opens up. So it's quite easy. And you can do anchors in wikis. They're very easy. So we can go back to the top of this page. And then let's go to, we can go to, because the link to this is going to be on the PowerPoint, on the ATESOL website, so you can go and visit all you want, okay? We're just kind of looking at it quick. Wikis are very powerful in the computer lab. I never talk in my computer, so I post everything on the computer lab page. Excuse me. The way I do it is, when I first start a class who are new to wikis, very limited information on my wiki. So the first time, before we go to the computer lab, I show them the wiki. I show them how it works. So I have how they can sign in here at home, even though it's kind of counterintuitive because they already signed in, they don't need to know. But so they have that information. My rules for the computer lab. And then I have additional ongoing homework. Kent, if you click on here, our ongoing computer lab assignment. So these are the things they can do anytime in the computer. Then you can go back up to the top. I'm talking fast, and I know I said questions at the end. If anybody is lost, though, ask questions right now. So my students were in the lab this morning. This is what they were doing. Catching up on Tuesday's assignments, working on their presentations. They had MP3 files. So my students in Link 5 listened to the CBC News. It's just so easy for them to go and listen. They don't have to remember where the file is. And
this is CBC News.
Okay, so it's there. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this or not, so it's what I do. We won't go there. Several of the Link 5 teachers and I work together, so every week we make three different kinds of questions. Close questions, and a main ideas, keywords, vocabulary kind of questions. I let my students choose, so they're all there for them. I don't have to print, you know, guess who's going to want what. They just print the one they want, or some of them now are working online and emailing it to me. We can go up, because we're not signed in, or are we? Mm-hmm. We are. Show you my, go down, Kent, a little bit, please. Oh, up. It goes super fast. So click on our Link 5 wiki, down a tiny bit, there, wait. It's gone. It's here. I have made a wiki for my students to work together on. It's been less successful. Go to tips for writing paragraphs. I don't know why that's doing that. That's strange. So some of my students are contributing to this page. They're fine. This particular wiki is private. When you sign up for higher education, you have two choices. One is public, so that's the one that most of my wikis are, which means anybody can visit them. This one is private. If I logged in, we couldn't go here. So my students can put their names and feel, and I'm showing you this because there's no only first names, but they can say whatever they want. It's a safe environment for them because nobody can see it except my class. To get to this page, my students need to log in. Right? To get to my other page, it's just a URL. Okay? This is my big wiki, Link 5. So this is where I've dumped everything I've done in every Link 5 class. So it starts by saying, hello, former Link 5 students, right? Because this wiki is for students. So I have basically all the content I've ever used on any of my wikis. So it's got more content than any of my other wikis. Can we slide over, Kent? So I do novel studies in Link 5. So I have novel studies for three different novels here, whereas on my wiki, we're Whale Rider right now, so I only have the Whale Rider on my current wiki. So if you click on any of them, I made a PowerPoint to show my students to introduce them to the book, so I put a PDF of our discussion questions so that some of my students in my class are good readers. So I give them the giver, I give them the resources I developed, and I let them look at it. Oh, this wiki, I should just tell you, wiki spaces keep stats. So this is a wiki. When I first started teaching Link 5, I called my wiki Link 5. So this is my actual, those students left in August, and I haven't used this wiki since, but because of the wiki statistics, from 30 different countries. Wow. And where are those people, and how do they find this wiki? Don't know. I know some of them are friends and family of my students because wikis are under a Creative Commons license. So it's perfectly fine with me if they tell. Several of us from Link went to Tesla. We can just look at this one quickly because I think I'm talking really fast. This is very good. When we went to Halifax for Tesla Canada, part of a deal with getting funding from Solly's when you return. So at Norquest, we set up a wiki, and we put our information, put a picture on this wiki of Halifax, the Citadel, and there were five of us who worked on this from Norquest. And then, again, I put links here, and then the links are also over there, so that the school can go and look at it. And again, because of Wikistat, my boss, this is an efficient way to disseminate information because this is how much better than boring people at a staff meeting on a Thursday afternoon, I think. I'm not going to show you this one, and I did put Sherry's here. Sherry is right here, and she's way better than me at Wikis. But you can look at hers here too. I did. It will also be on the HSO website. And this is a wiki that I belong to that's not mine, but it's, again, got tons of information on it. So this is all going to be on the website, so you don't need to bother scurrying and trying to write down these addresses. They'll be linked on the HSO site. Okay, I'm so proud. Okay, Yuji, are you ready?
Sure.
So we're going to make a wiki. And Yuji is going to time us while we make this wiki so that you can see if you have, you know, you have your 10-minute coffee break from teaching, you go pee, you get a coffee, you only have 3 minutes left, make a wiki, right? So, because I'm already a member of Wiki, I have millions of wikis. Actually, I have about 25. My daughter graduated, and we made this stunning dress for her, so I posted her dress pictures on a wiki so that our friends and family could see them. You can use wikis for lots of different things. Okay, you can bring it up, and then we'll minimize it, because it might take a minute or two to load. Oh, it's fast. We silk screened it, so this is my daughter working on her dress. If you go down to the bottom is where you'll see the dress. Whoops. This is my daughter. There. So we put pictures of all the things she loves. Barack Obama, the Beatles, yeah. So it's a dead easy way to disseminate this kind of information than sending huge emails with all kinds of stuff, right? Okay, back to work. We're going to go to, once you join Wiki Spaces, you're going to have a dashboard like this, and you're going to have a button, create a new wiki. So as soon as Kent clicks that, Yuji's going to start the button. We need a name for our wiki. Symposium. Hard word to spell. That is not fair. Okay, and we're just going to make it public because that's okay. We're not going to keep it. All exists. Symposium 2. Okay, we're on our homepage. We're going to go to edit. We need content. What are we going to say on our wiki?
Location Red Deer.
Location Red Deer. Sorry, what else?
Great presentations.
Great presentations.
Excellent.
Sorry?
Excellent performance.
Excellent performance.
Stop. Okay, have somebody
can type. Yeah, you need to have high quality help. Sorry, Kent and I know each other for a long time. It's okay. All right, so let's save that. But a wiki, this is kind of boring, right? So we need to have more. So let's create a new page. So we're just going to go to new page and create a new page. What is this page called?
Panel.
Okay, Jeannie, you can give us some content. Create. What are we going to say? Wikis. Wikis should be fun, right? If we're not having fun as teachers, that's not good. Okay, good. We can save, or we can come back and edit, because we should put some links in our wiki, right? Because that's the beauty of wiki. So let's put a link to what website?
HSL.
HSL, okay. Here's the HSL website. Or whatever we want to say. Go up to link. And it's an external link. So we need to type in www.hsl.abca.
Just see it.
And save. Let's test it. You need to test. Oh, this is something new. I have not seen this. Okay, let's check and see if our link works. Does. Yay. Let's go back to our wiki. Let's put a link to the homepage. Even though we could hop over and click on home, let's say, here's the homepage. Ken, everyone's watching you.
I know.
Okay, so link. Oh, just put home. Okay. If we had just called it home, it would automatically go. Can you cancel and just show how sure. we can do this? So just highlight home, just select home, and go to link, and it will automatically, okay, at home it does it. It gives you green check mark, right? Did you get that, Sherry? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so just add link. It's good. So now from our page 2 panel, we can go home this way, or we can go to the second page panel. We can link the panel page to this page, and then we can go home from the, So basically, we've set up a wiki. How are we doing, Yuji?
3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, so you might have to take a quick pee break if you're doing this on your copy. And wiki spaces, if you can click on help up there, Kent, because we do have, I have like one more minute left. Wiki spaces has really good help. So you can do things like do the anchors that we showed you, where if you're at the top of a long page, when you get to the bottom, you can bounce back up to the top with a click. Really easy to, they're really, really easy to do anchors. Okay, so I hope that you can feel you can go and use a wiki. Mine are going to be linked, as I said, so you can go and look at Creative Commons, so you can borrow content from mine if you want to. I cut and paste between my wikis all the time because I'm lazy. And cheap, right? Yeah,
yes.
We could, yeah.
As long as you selected it.
You know, yeah. You could. I haven't tried that because I teach a level of students, Shelley, that, that have language, right?
Yeah.
So my students are able to lower levels for sure. For sure. Okay. So we'll leave this up in case anybody has questions, but can we leave it like in case we can grab it really quickly later?
Yeah.
But I think we're going on to Kent. And then see if you have questions, just hang on.
My turn.
Hi. So, probably a silly question, but how many people here have heard of Facebook? Okay, how many people have a Facebook account? Not quite everybody. Interesting. Okay. But how many of you have said these words before? Okay, get off Facebook, go back to work. Right. So, you know that it exists, and our students use it. What's the first word that comes to your mind when you hear Facebook and students, or class, like students and Facebook and school?
Waste of time.
Okay. Well, what I'd like you to do then today is hopefully we'll dispel that myth, or that preconception anyways. I'm not here to sell you on Facebook, okay? But, you know, please listen to this and maybe you'll find merit in using it, okay? If not, that's okay too, right? So, anytime I do a presentation about Facebook, one of the big concerns that people have is privacy, right? But today, what I'm going to do is show you a way to set up something that you can do on Facebook with your class that allows you to not have to worry about privacy. Okay.
On screensaver.
Okay.
Okay. It will come back on. So, I start off with my internet here and Facebook. Now, I'm already logged in. Okay, this is actually my personal account. And to show you how confident I am that I don't have to worry about privacy issues, I'm actually going to use this. Okay, now those of you that have a Facebook account, please feel free to join in, sign in, and participate with this little thing. Okay, I do have a ringer here, just in case you guys don't
have a computer.
Now, Facebook. Why do I even bother using Facebook? Well, there's the idea that learning is a product of social connections. Right? So Facebook does a great job of doing that. It links pretty much everybody who has a computer and who uses the internet. Right? It allows you multiple ways to do this. Okay? One is what's called a group. Okay? Facebook has essentially two functions that allows people or groups to connect. One is called pages. I gotta remember that. The other one is called groups. Okay. Now, pages is mainly for organizations and businesses who want to create an online presence on Facebook for them. Okay. But for the purpose of, you know, school and working with your students, we can use what's called groups to create a more intimate setting for your groups. So what I'm going to do right now is actually going to create a group and show you guys what we can do with it. Okay. On those of you that know about Facebook, this is the typical homepage where it's got a news feed and everything. On the left-hand side here, I created a group already this morning, so there's a link called Create Group, okay, and all I have to do is click that. Okay. Now, we need a group name, so I'm going to call this one, I still can't type. Is that right? Keeners. Okay. One of the things that, when you create a group though, you do need to have at least one friend to start a group, okay? So I'm going to borrow Yuji. He can leave the group anytime that he wants. Right, so you can borrow your family member or whatnot. So I will add Yuji to this. And now my other options when I create a group is the privacy part, which a lot of people are concerned about. Okay, I got three options. One, open. And open just means that anybody in the group can see, or anybody can see the group, who's in it, and what people post. So open up to everybody. Okay. The other two options is what's called closed and secret. Okay. Now, with closed, anyone can see the group, so they can search for it, but only the members can see what is actually in that group's page. Okay. And finally, your last option is secret, and so only your members will know about it. Okay. So right now, I'm going to leave it as closed, okay, and create, because that's what I would normally do with my class. Okay, so it's already done. What I have here then is what's called a wall. Okay. And it's typical Facebook profile where you can post stuff on here. And you can see that there are two members right now in this group. There is Yuji, that looks awfully young, and me. Okay. Now, of course, I can invite students to the group if I want, but they also have the option of finding me on here. Okay. So. If you would like, those of you who have Facebook and are on the computer right now, if you go on this top search bar, just type in Keeners, okay, and you should see that it's a group. And you can, once you click it, there's an option for you to ask to join. Okay, not anybody can join, because I created the group. I get to approve of who gets to do it, who gets to join. Okay, you guys can find me. While you do that. The only problem with that is Keeners, it's so generic, I'll bet there's probably a million groups called Keeners on there. Okay. So what I can actually do as well is, I can edit my group, I can add a little description. Okay. E-learning. No one's found it yet?
Yeah, I found it.
You found it? Oh, did you ask to join?
I'll do that right now.
Sure. You can leave the group anytime you want as well. There you go. And here it says Alana Johnson would like to join. And I will add. Right? Okay, now all three of us are in this group. Okay, so let's do something with this. Right? What can we do? Well, we can put posts. Right? I can do something as useless as saying, hi, Yuji. Right? There? It will come up on Yuji's page, right? And then Yuji can either comment on it or write something back if he wants, right? And everybody in the group can see, right? So, comes right up. He's made a comment on my post, okay? Cool. But what can we do with this in an educational setting? Any ideas?
Peer editing.
Perhaps, peer editing, okay? Many different things you can do. I can, for example, post a question to the class. What did you think of class? Well, you probably wouldn't ask that, but right. And then students can go in there and if they so wish, they can comment. Yes, Jeannie.
They can't see any of your other Facebook.
None. So, since Alana joined the group, or did she leave?
No.
Okay. You just refreshed the group? Oh, Sherry wants to join too. Okay. Now Alana, we're not friends on Facebook, I don't think.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Now, Alana, do you have your privacy settings set on yours? Okay, so I'm going to click on her.
That's not me.
That's not you. Oh.
Are you sure? No, that's not a picture of me. That's
Now, I can only see as much information as she would like to share with strangers. Okay, so that's something for your students to decide. Okay. Now, personally, I don't want to see what my students are up to anyways. Okay? So I wouldn't click on them. But if they click on mine, so let me see, click on Sherry Join. Oh, Sherry Join, right? Okay. I click on Sherry's. Okay. I can only see this much information on Sherry's. I can't see who her friends are. I can't see whatnot. Okay. Now, of course, you've...
Sorry, but once you set those security settings...
No, the group is open to the whole... everybody who's a member. Okay. But group members can only see each other's private stuff if they are friends, so to speak.
They have to be on Facebook themselves then to...
Right. And so maybe I should give... The reason why I'm using this is because my students are already on it. Okay. My students are not so organized, and they are low literacy learners who are, life learners. Okay. They don't have those organizational skills. So they might need occasionally something like this. Spelling test tomorrow. Now, once I put that up there, what happens is in their news feed, so I'll go to my own. Okay. My students will see this pop up on their news feed. Okay. It's a small reminder to them, oh yeah, I have a spelling test tomorrow, right? And it's a way for me to reach out to them. Okay. Now, I'm not going to force them to join Facebook, absolutely not, or even join my group, right? But I describe it to them as, okay, I have this page on Facebook, I will put your assignments and reminders and blah, blah, blah on it. Okay. If you wish, join my group, then you get these reminders. And a lot of them do appreciate that. Okay.
So your students, although they're...
Yeah, surprising, they can use Facebook, oh yeah.
The majority of them have computers at home.
Some of them do. Majority, yes, I would say. And if not, on their phones. Okay. They do. They find a way to access Facebook somehow.
You can transition.
Okay, so I'll go back to my group. Right. So here, using the simple, again, the post function, because I can put anything here I want, we can do a book review if you want. Okay. And students can comment on each other's work. Right, as an example. So, what you choose to do with it, it's up to you, and you know, use your imagination, I guess. But that's one way, something that you can do. You can do something else as well, such as, your assignment, or assignment 1, okay? And assignment 1 is to read, I'm not capitalizing, The Giver, do tomorrow. Okay? Sure. Right? So there's my assignment. Now, if students have questions on it, okay, you know, they can use Facebook, but they might not use email. Right? So, here's the assignment. What am I supposed to do? They can click on comment and start asking me questions. Right? And then other students can also comment on that as well. So it's a social, it's a collaborative thing that they can do. Something else that I can do is, so in class today, you know, we learned about wikis, right? I've got these great links, okay? But rather than giving it to them on a piece of paper, why don't I just put it on Facebook that they can click on? So, example, wikispace.com, okay? Attach, and then I can say something about this link. Here's a great share. And there it is. So it's ready for them to click. They click this link, and then it takes them to the webpage, right? It could be an online newspaper article that you have, and then you can ask them, you know, please comment, read this and comment on it, if you like. For a couple other things that you can do with it, photos. So, if you go on a class trip, you have these photos that you want to share with the students, and you know, a lot of them, they put their own pictures up there anyways. Okay. You can put this up in your group page, and only people in the group will be able to see it. Okay, no one else. So, and of course, videos as well. Okay, and then also have you can also pose questions like. Right, and then I can add some options to it. I mean, can't, or can't, and then here's this allow anyone to add options. I can unclick that, and then I ask my question. Okay, here, can we ask? There we go. Right, and then they can click on that. You can again, the function's there. How you use it, you have to use your imagination somewhat. Okay. But I can certainly do something simple like, you know, where would you like to go on your field trip? Right? This place, click, click, click. Okay. So a couple more things before I turn it over to Eugene. You also have over on this side here, you got a couple different options or other functions. This one's chat. So there's an online chat. So people within the group, you can do synchronous types of conversations. All right, and you can see it as an instructor. Right? We won't go through the benefits of that. You can do this thing called create document. Now, document is very similar to a wiki where anybody in the group can make changes to it. Can anyone think of an idea why this could be useful? How it could?
Peer editing.
For peer editing, for example, right? Here I have, I'll call this peer editing. So here we go. Hello. Create the document. All right, now everybody in my group can access that document now. Okay. So somebody want to go in there and play around, fix my mistakes? No changes yet. It's okay. Oh, UG has changed it. Now, you look up here. You see that there it tracks the changes in this. So I can see that UG has created a change here. So let me just click on my version. No capitals in it. Okay, to UG's. That's one way you can use it. Another way you could probably use it is LEA stories, okay, where students, you know, you go out, you did your field trip. They can add pictures to it, right? So here, edit. You know, I put my piece in there, I can add a picture, and the next student adds it. Right? And then now you have this electronic format. You can copy and paste it onto a Word document or make it into an electronic digital book, like we did before. Right. Oh, and one last thing is this. You can also create events. Okay. Just like real or regular Facebook events, these are things that... What am I trying to say? Yeah, let's say we have a class field trip. That's coming up. Okay. So today's field trip, and it's happening at, no, not 4 a.m. For event. All right. On the student's homepage now, there's this part called upcoming events, and you can see that there's, it would show up on theirs, on the thing, on their homepage. Again, it serves as a reminder for students. Or sorry, I guess it's a thing that they look at already. They don't need to be using agendas or whatnot, right? I mean, I try to get my students to use them, but a lot of them don't. But this is very much in part of their personal life already, and I guess it's a way for me to just put my little piece in there. And, yep, because you own the group, right? You still have that control over it. So, but of course, it would be, you know, that's a great lesson in itself, right? How to communicate online communication etiquette. And if I really wanted to, I can go right here and click lead group, and then I'm gone. Okay, so that's all I have for Facebook. Any questions? Some possibilities, maybe.
Because your Earth is private.
Is private.
So
yeah.
My other wiki, I'm very careful not to post anything, no student.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, yeah.
We're
protecting
our students' privacy.
Yeah. We are, and it's an official, I'm not making any of them do it. It's an added thing that I do. So. If not, then I'm going to turn it over to UG.
Okay, so I am going to talk about creating a writing course using Blackboard, or former WebCT. How many of you have used Blackboard as a student? So Blackboard is a learning management system. So if you have experience with Blackboard, I'd like to ask you.
In the discussion boards, it does. No,
oh,
I don't think
okay.
In the email, but the instructor has the ability to control that.
The instructor does, but
yeah.
As a student,
you
put something up.
Okay, so yes, so basically, these are the things, my assignments and courses to everyone, and Blackboard marks for you, savvy students, but still, you have to teach Blackboard itself to new students, so then why do we bother using Blackboard? Blackboard might be the only option for creating an online. So the last two presentations were about the wiki is so easy to use. Everybody Clipboard is a different story. It's a little but maybe as an instructor, you might not have a choice. So I like to share my experience, the things that I learned from my experience. So I like and also, you have to learn the limitations. Lastly, if you are using some materials that... So here's an example. The course that I created, in this course, there were four units. First was designed for students with how the course was organized. We had introduction, quiz. This is the part that I'm most excited to talk about. The hot potatoes is great. It's free and you can cut. They try writing a short sentence. And after two, I'm going to show you the course that I created now. So again, unlike Wiki, Blackboard requires login, so it can be troublesome. That's an excellent question. In our case, no, because we are not using our course for assessment.
Oh, okay.
But when I used Blackboard at the University of Alberta and taught Java, I calculated and I exported Excel spreadsheet. Okay.
Has questions for Kent or for me, you can maybe ask us now while we're waiting for technology to...
different universities usually don't have you.
Okay, so this is my, this is what my course looks like. So the course name is Effective Writing for Nursing IEN. We have Introduction, Module 1, 2, 3, 4, and Conclusion. Earlier, I talked about meeting our computer department's expectations, and one example is that we were not allowed to use the word unit or chapter. We had to use the word module, for example. And under each module, we have different topics. So again, we couldn't use the word unit or chapter. We had to use the word topic. So little things like this might be in your way when you're creating a course. So with Blackboard, in the left column, we have introduction, module 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, conclusion. And when you click on, then you will see. But again, there's no arrow or anything for easy navigation. What you're expected to use is this, go to the next page, but it's not intuitive. You have to be told what you need to do. So in our case, under introduction, we created this page to show them how to, what you have to click. So number one, you click that, number two, you click this, just to help them navigate this easier. The course was created to use supplementary, but in the future, we are hoping to use this as a standalone course. And number diagnostic quiz, self-test. By taking this, the whole course, even though we have four units, you don't have to start from module 1 and 2, 3, 4. You can start from any module. And they can just work on, let's say, grammar points that they have trouble with. And in order to show them what they need to work on, at the beginning we have this grammar diagram. One is from module 1, topic 5, identifying the appositive in 20.
Can
you try? Hey, did you read the question?
Yeah, but I'm also guessing.
All right, so let's try and click A and finish. Oh, let's say check answer. Oh, so right. Oh, you're good.
I learned from Kent's mistake this morning.
All right, so let's go to the next question. Okay, so another a positive question. So Kent, A, B, E, no.
D.
All right, check answer. All right.
Oh.
So correct answer is C, and here the feedback. So see module 1, topic 1 to learn more about a positive. Okay. Yes. All right. So let's try and go to topic 1, module 1, 5 to learn about. So in topic 5, we teach how to use appositives to avoid choppy writing. And so there's a little quiz, a practice. So I'm going to try and click this. This exercise is made with hot potatoes. And here, and not correct. So you'll try again. Again. And then with hot potatoes, you can change your setting. So after 2 attempts, they get this multiple choice question. So they're still working on the same thing. But this time they want there to choose one answer. So Bonnie or B?
A.
A. Correct. Okay. And you go to the next question. Okay. So this is one of the activities that you can create using hot potatoes. Okay. One more example.
If people do have questions, I know everyone probably wants to get on the road.
That's right. Okay. So this is what you could do using Blackboard. So Blackboard is not as easy as Wiki or Facebook, but you can create some of these activities to make it more fun and interactive. Okay, so.
For any of us, we do have like 5 minutes that we could try to answer your questions.
Would you then be able to use, say, hot potatoes and insert a quiz?
I've not done that. Sherry,
yes.
Done that?
You can?
Yeah, okay.
Would you use Blackboard as opposed to a Wiki?
We are mandated to use Blackboard by our institution.
Yes.
So.
We have no choice.
But
you obviously do because you use Wiki.
But I also use Blackboard in my classes. But I don't use Blackboard extensively. I don't know what those people are doing, those 900 people, but there's nothing to leak because it's all public content, right?
Yeah. Good question. Have you any sort of copyright police watching your from your institution, for example? It's such a big
it
thing
is,
we're giving
it
so
is.
Much...
I just post links. All I'm doing is sending my stuff.
So
everything
yeah.
else on my wiki I've created.
Okay.
So it's links and me. So
okay.
I think it's okay. Our Northwest does mandate Blackboard, but they supported us coming to this conference for 2 days.
Right.
So they really do believe in e-learning and being innovative. It's just that the big S, slowly it moves, right? But that's one reason I love wikis, because I control it, I can do it. Blackboard, as Yuji walked you through, it's like slow steps, getting permission, having things checked. So try to balance by using what we can.